Is there any questions that you may
Hello,
have about
Davis?
Us in the program?
Oh. Hello?
Hi, Davis. How are you doing today?
I am fine.
Oh,
how
good.
Are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Happy Wednesday. We're halfway there, right?
Halfway.
Halfway. So tell me about Davis Home and Small Business Repair, LLC.
Well, we are a small carpenter, small residential and commercial business where I handle home remodeling, all aspects of home remodeling, from sheetrock to painting to decking, to roofing, to power washing as well, and commercial and residential and commercial.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So you're offering a little bit of something for everybody. Let me ask you, is it snowing over there in New Jersey yet?
No, it's not snowing. It's been raining for the last few days, but it's okay. I mean, you guys are out of Delaware, correct?
No, we're in California.
Ah, got a Delaware number to call me, so.
Yeah, well, it relocates to a local number whenever we dial an outbound, so it should have relocated to a 302 number. If that 302 is a Delaware
yes.
prefix, then yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yep.
Okay.
So, but the reason that I was asking about the weather is because during the winter months, when you guys see some pretty gnarly weather, right?
Sometimes, you know, I mean, I'm hoping we can maybe possibly kind of breeze through without seeing too much of a hard winter, but I doubt that, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you kind of know how it's been going, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So, yeah, but the reason I ask is because when is that crazy outdoor weather, I bet that you'd like to stay inside doing the handyman stuff, only doing the outside roofing and things like that unless you have to, right?
Unless I have to right now, I'm basically trying to, I'm getting ready to start and finish a 20 foot by 12 foot, from the footer to the top to the roof of, shed. And
wow.
It's pretty big, a pretty big
yeah,
shed,
yeah.
20 foot
that's
long and 12 foot wide. So, you know, you gotta go ahead and get to it. After that, I'm going inside. I'm not going to be outside.
Okay.
Unless someone needs, you know, maybe power washing or something of that nature, but not so much as carpentry work, but maybe power washing, something of that nature. Yeah.
Okay. So I believe that we could definitely help you. You know, first and foremost, the major benefit to this position lies in the exclusivity. And what that means is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we close the category down. We're not going to work with anybody else who offers any of the same services that you provide to your clients, okay? Now, specifically, what Local Splash does, see, we've been in business for 17 years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a Google Premier Partnership. So specifically what we do, Davis, is we program companies in on the first page of Google services as a top recommended option. So, for example, we go ahead and program you in and ensure that your company comes up anytime somebody punches in the handyman services, carpentry services, the specialty home remodeling, interior services, exterior services that you're providing to your clients. All right?
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a question. If you were not you, right, obviously you have a very specific skill set and you know exactly what you're doing, but say that you're not you, where are you going to go to find a service provider? Say you're a single mom and you've got a situation, or say you're just not very well equipped in the industry of carpentry. Where are you going to go to find a service provider?
Well, most people will, since they phones and Androids or whatever they got, it's set up, but you know, predominantly with Google. So they're gonna probably search Google.
Yeah. So that's what we do. We make sure that you're coming up right there on Google as a top recommended option each and every single time. Okay? Now, I see here that you're currently working through Angie's, right?
Yes, I am.
And how do you like it? Do you like it?
I actually do like it. I don't have no complaints. Yes, I mean,
I
they keep
it keep me pretty busy with references coming through for potential customers. So I really don't got no complaints about it.
Okay. I love to hear that, because if you do well with Angie's, you're going to do excellent with Google, simply because the calls, they come directly to you. Okay. Now, do you happen to have a Facebook page?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
As far as a business page, or as far as a personal?
Either way. If you have a personal page, we can build the business page out for you. That's not a problem. If you have the business page, then we can promote it. The reason I ask is because with this package, it's actually a dually faceted program. So what we do is we program you in to multiple different platforms. One of the most lucrative yet very inexpensive ways to advertise is directly through the Facebook ads. So what we've done is we've gone ahead, David, and we put together a package that is all inclusive. Does that make sense?
Well, so far it makes sense. I mean, I pretty much know about that, yes.
You do? Yeah, what's your experience with Facebook marketing?
I have a Facebook business page. I mean, that is, you know, all I do is just pay, you know, a couple of dollars, where I got to pay, or how much money I want to put on there, and it'll just advertise within the vicinity or the area that I want to advertise in, and it'll go forth. You know, if I'm trying to reach, you know, 10,000 or 4,000 or 3,000 people, it covers within, you know, a certain area, and I pay how much I want to pay, you know, per day to advertise to reach so many amount of people, and I pay that percentage that they're asking for, and that's it. You know what I mean? So
I love that. Beautiful. I'm glad that you're super familiar with this. So it sounds like you're going to be a good fit. Let me jump in here. So what we would like to do is we would like to go ahead. You don't have a website yet, right? There's not one that I'm missing?
I have a website, but it hasn't been published yet. I had a whole website for a whole year, and I haven't even published it.
Okay. Who built the site for you? Did you build it for yourself?
No, I had a company build it for me. I paid a money for some kind of promotion for a whole year, and I haven't even used it.
Okay. I wonder, why is that?
Because of being, well, I'm busy, and then I just probably, you know, procrastinating, but, you know, it is, you know how it is sometimes. But,
I do.
You know how I mean sometimes. You know.
Yeah.
You know how we do. Sometimes we... Yeah.
I appreciate your honesty there. Yeah, all right. Well, the reason I ask is because we put everything under one roof here, Davis. Okay, so jumping right in, you know, first and foremost, what we do here is we go ahead and we verify the business and we ensure that you're coming up as a top recommended option on the first page of Google there within the local mapping section where the business is physically located. Okay?
Okay.
We also go ahead and include all the Facebook ads with the package. So it's all inclusive. You don't pay daily or, you know, weekly. We put it together in a package, and then because we are a Meta partner, we have access to the algorithms, the databases, the keyword coverages, things like that. We're able to ensure the placement, and we also do automatic retargeting between the Facebook and the Google listing itself. And the package does include a full website also, okay?
Okay.
We go ahead and build it and host it, maintain it, and showcase it. We get that bad boy up and running in the first 3 to 5 days, okay? Now, if for some reason you didn't want to use that website, you don't have to. We're not going to force it to you. You can use the other one that you have. But we would want to go ahead and attach a website. That way your clients or prospective clients are able to have that dedicated space to land on in order to call to speak with you directly. Okay, they want to be able to look at your photos, get familiar with you, and things like that.
That is correct.
Okay, because I see here you're no stranger to photos. You have quite a few different photos here on your Angie's leads as well. So this is really great. We want to be able to capitalize. We want to be able to ensure that you have proper placement. And also, we want to be able to showcase the before and after photos of your work. Okay?
Yeah, I have that. I mean, I got a whole lot more. I only put just a little bit on the Andes because that's a whole time, but
That's okay.
So what is this program called? What is this package cost? What are you looking for?
What you're looking at for this, because let me see here. I was able to put together a couple of things for you because you already have the Facebook page. We don't have to go in and build the Facebook page for you. And then that's going to also reduce the cost down because you've been in business since 2008, right?
2018.
18. Okay. Okay. Well, the new and business credit is better than the legacy credit. I've been doing this for
26 years, but I've been out there for since 2018, but I've been doing this for over 26 years.
Mhm. Okay.
So
that's
why.
Yeah. The new and business credit is better is even better than the established business credit. So the established business credit brings it down by 50%, but the new and business credit brings it down by 60%. Therefore, you're looking at a flat cost of $249 a month. Month to month with no contract. Okay?
Oh, okay.
It's not bad. It's actually really great considering everything that you get within the program. You know, it breaks down to about $8.63 a day. We go ahead and include all the programming that has you showing up on the first page for the specific keywords and services that you want to be targeting for. But also, we also include that website. We also include the Facebook ads with the package. We make sure that you have placement throughout the top 60 directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu. I mean, you name it, we give you a listing there. What that does is increases your brand relevancy, helps with the optimization, and gives you a very strong, dominant internet presence, okay?
So, and I 100% agree with that. Are you looking to try to do this when?
We're looking to fill this spot as quickly as possible. As soon as I disconnect with you, the next qualified candidate is going to be put into the campaign, and I'll be speaking with them.
Okay. Wow. Because it's kind of surprise. That's all. I would actually love to do it. I have so many other leads and so many other things going on with that. I feel like if I do this, then I'm gonna be over swamped. That's why I feel like I'm gonna be a tremendous, because I already have a lot. I have a lot with just with dealing with Angie. I have a lot.
Beautiful.
Right.
Yeah. I love that.
But I also want to be. Now, I don't necessarily gotta be. I can still do this. Do you guys have my email?
Your email isn't listed here publicly. No, I can get your email from you. The other thing I want to tell you is this, Davis, is this program is not done overnight. Your website is up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. The directories are up and running in the first 5 to 7 days. We go ahead and get those Facebook ads up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. It takes about 30 days before you're going to see full placement on the first page of Google. So if you want to secure the position and you have work keeping you busy for right now, that's perfect, because this is the thing, is you're not paying for individual leads through the Google local listing and programming. You're able to cherry pick the job. So as they're coming in, you're going to be able to schedule them accordingly, because it's not like, hey, I had to pay for that lead, so I better make sure I run them down into the ground and make sure that I nail it to the wall. You see what I'm saying? If it's an opportunity that's not good for you because the timing is off, you're not charged for that lead, you're not going to get a bad review.
Right. And you know what? And that's good, because that's the same way under Angie's business ad that I have the exact same mm-hmm. thing. I don't actually pay for a lead. The other part of Angie, they do that. Mm-hmm. This part of one, that's the same thing that you're talking about, they mm-hmm. do something similar to our pages. I just pay
like a flat rate.
$300.
Nice.
Correct.
Nice.
And
very
it,
nice.
It comes through, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I can just choose from that, but regardless of that, I want to be able to get on Google. But I, like
yes.
I just said, I do have a lot. But I want to be able to call back. I don't know. I'm thinking around about a week, and just to have it, regardless of, because I want to set up and just set up. I just want to have it running, and I'll pay the $300 and just have that running. I don't got to be in the front, back, or wherever the hell I'm at. Just that you guys are running it.
Yeah. That we're getting it up and
me.
Running. Right. Well, I mean, it's not $300. The program I offered you is only $249. Okay, it's locked in with that new
right.
business credit. But what's preventing you from pulling the trigger on it today?
The only reason is because I'm right now, I'm actually swamped with right now. I'm over swamped with the business. I'm getting just from the Angie's and the I'm local now, so I'm known.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm at now,
right.
So besides them and the people that are referring other customers to me because they know their neighbors and stuff like that,
yeah.
I got carpenter jobs inside.
Beautiful.
And outside. So
mm-hmm. Okay.
I am.
So you've got work and finances coming in. So what's the difference between now and next week if we get it going? Because it's not going to be overwhelming you with business right now.
The only difference between my next I would say as far as getting it done this week and next week around the 17th or 18th will be my next payroll pullout.
Mm-hmm.
For
okay,
the contract job. And
yeah, okay.
And
okay.
So, every,
so it's coming down to finance.
Okay.
To,
well, yeah, because the jobs, when you do these contract jobs, you get a payroll pullout.
Stipend, right.
You know what I'm talking about? As certain,
I do.
Right. You don't take, right. You don't take it all at one time.
Right.
So when you pay an employee, so it works like that.
Yeah. No,
unfortunately,
I completely understand. I'm just trying to get down to the nuts and bolts of this because I need to understand. So the thing about it is I don't have a way to hold it until Saturday and Sunday of next week, Friday or Saturday of next week. I don't have a way to hold it that far. Only because
I was still just,
that's 10 days.
But can you still give me? Yes.
I do have a couple of options though. Okay. Is there any part of that $249 that you'd be able to pull the trigger on today? Any part of it that you'd be able to put down today?
As far as like what you like what? What do you mean like?
Well, what I'm thinking is I might be able to talk my boss into letting me do a slightly different program to start you, just because it's a little bit more affordable. It's at $149, and then next week when you have the rest of the funds, you could add in the Facebook ads. Is what I'm thinking. I can ask him for a special favor. And then that would secure it, close it down for you, ensure that it's not going to nobody else. And then it's gone ahead and start moving forward on the part that's going to take the longest, which is the Google programming. Then, you know, next week on Friday, Saturday, when you're ready to pull the trigger on those Facebook ads, you throw down the extra $100 is what I'm thinking, if I could get a special code for that. But I'd need to know if you can move forward on even the $149 at this point.
I could. Okay. But if I would have something done, I would probably push the Facebook because I got I believe like 2,000 followers, and if I can get the Facebook push, that would be that much better for me because I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Would that be
right.
better?
The Facebook is great, don't get me wrong, but having it, what happens is we do automatic retargeting through the Google and the Facebook marketing together.
Okay.
So if you've ever been on Google and you're looking for something, right, you might be looking for a pair of work boots. You might be looking for something, who knows, you know, you're looking for something crazy. And the next thing you know, that same thing is coming up through your Facebook feed. You ever notice that?
No, I haven't. I never haven't noticed that. Okay. Oh, yeah, because of their tracking, yes.
They
do the tracking based on your looks.
Exactly. So those type of companies, yes. What they have, Davis, they actually have what's called a dual program, which is exactly what we're offering you, okay? So we could do the Facebook ads and we could do the Facebook programming. That's not a problem. But what we want to do is we want to go ahead and get started with the part that's going to take the longest, the part that is the hardest, and get that done first. And then we throw back in for the other portion. You see what I'm saying? Because if I'm able to separate this program, we have to separate it between the 149 and the 249. We have to take those Facebook ads off to start. Okay?
Okay.
I found your Facebook here too. Is this your daughter?
Oh, you see my Facebook?
Yeah, I found
it.
Yes. She's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. She's there.
You're working hard, too. You're doing the mowing and everything, huh?
You see that on there?
Yeah, I can see it all. I'm looking through all the photographs right now. You work very, very hard.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at my own stuff, and I can't even find my own stuff. Here we go.
You want me to send you the link?
No, it's okay.
Are you sure?
You text my own to me?
Yeah, here.
You talking about my business page?
Yeah, I'm going to text you a link right now. There you go.
I got my business page.
I'll pull it up quick. It's my job. Wouldn't you be a little concerned if I was like, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and I can't even find your Facebook page? Like, that'd be a little weird, wouldn't it? You're doing a lot of different things. I see you're doing something on the ceiling here, too. It looks like maybe you're removing all that popcorn, doing the acoustic ceiling thing.
Yeah, I also do, I do the power wash. L. State Davis Home and Business Repair,
mm-hmm.
LLC. I think we've seen that already, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I don't know who this dude is.
Boring.
I don't know who this muscular dude is. Coach Kim. Right, yeah. And I do the flooring, I do the sheetrocking, I do the painting, I do the yard cleanups, I do the power wash. I got to finish doing the little power washing.
You're a go-getter. You're doing it
house and stuff like that.
Oh my goodness, that's hard work tearing down all that stuff. It looks like the slats, and then you're tearing it down, and then you're replacing replacing it with the drywall and all that. You're working very hard.
Yeah. So
manual
labor. That's what
there.
I'm trying to do. Yeah, I got one. You see my number, but I got closer now because I have to pay for the advertising. But it moves pretty good once I do it. It's crazy. Yeah, that's a lot. I got a lot going on there, and so yeah.
I think you'd be a great fit.
I got a whole lot of
weird.
I got thousands of pictures, photos. I try to make sure I keep them going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that I just haven't added them to the Google. So, I show a customer step by step if they ever want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
They can look at, from the, from being torn out to being prepared to being painted. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From start to finish, literally.
I hate that plaster shit. But unfortunately, excuse my language. That's
okay.
What they got now. These older houses.
Mm-hmm.
Plaster stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is. It's not like it used to be, that's for sure.
No, I don't want it the way it used to be. I want it to be a newer model because a lot of the old houses, they got plaster and got old horse hair and stuff like that. And got roaches inside the walls and,
No, no. No, thank you.
Yeah. This is what men go through. This is nowhere near the stuff women have to deal with. Men deal with this stuff. Some women that love carpentry, but the majority of the time it's the men that deal with the icky stuff.
We love the finished product of the carpentry is what we love. We love to hang our stuff up on the walls.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, my stuff is getting it organized and, you know, yes. But I guess that would be a good fit to get that done.
Absolutely.
So the Google thing, and that'll take a month before you even see anything?
Well, it doesn't always take a month, but what I do have to tell you is what the terms and conditions state, okay, I just have to be clear with you, is that it could take 30 to 45 days for that Google local listing. We like to under-promise and over-deliver, and a lot of times, Davis, you do see activity quicker than that. So I just like to be super upfront about everything. That way, there's no big surprises. Now, a lot of times, it does happen sooner, and then it's like, oh, wow, you guys did this amazing job, and it happened even faster than anticipated. Cool. And of course, you're going to love that. You know what I mean? Plus, you're not located like in downtown Dallas. So you are in a prominent area where there's a lot of searches, but it's not like you're in one of the most popular areas in the whole world. So you will see activity probably quicker. Again, I just don't like to give false impression that, hey, it's going to happen like tomorrow or something along those lines. You see what I'm saying?
Right, but what all entails is Google? It is that you're just putting my name up there. That's all it is.
Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, people think that we just go, you know, hop on the computer and program your name in Davis Home and Small Business Repair LLC, and we just decide that that's where you're going to go. But that's not how it actually works. How it actually works is we have to go into the system, and we have to, first of all, we have to do a client interview with you. We have to do all of the programming keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, and get everything submitted on behalf of Davis Home and Small Business Repair to go ahead and submit it to Google. Once we submit it to Google, then Google sends you a PIN code that says, hey, here, Local Splash has gone ahead and submitted on behalf, vouching for your company, saying that you are a valid, legal, real company. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you this PIN code in the mail. Once you receive that PIN code in the mail, Davis, your job is to give us that 6-digit PIN code back, because that's what validates you and makes you one of the red dots on the map. Okay? Then okay. From there, we do all of the programming, weekly posts, in order to ensure that not only do you have the listing, but that you're showing up onto the first page of services.
What service? Is Local Splash?
No, for all the services you're providing, the remodeling, the finished carpentry, the drywall, the sheetrock, the flooring, the painting, the power washing, the ceilings, all the different keywords and things that you're showing up, your company is going to show up as your own entity on the first page of Google. We don't need to advertise our company. We're here to promote your company and put you on the first page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, like, currently what you got going with Angie's, like you said, is super great, and it's very lucrative for you because you pay a flat monthly rate. But at the end of the day, you're still showing up under the Angie's listing, right? It's not showing your own listing as your top recommended option on your own as a standalone company. It's like, hey, we have to go through Angie's first to find you, right? We want to eliminate that. We want to put your company front and center. So when people look up handyman, when they look up best remodeling contractor, when they look up interior home repairs, when they look up sheetrock installation, drywall repairs, when they're looking to have that acoustic ceiling refinished, when they need those floors done, then they're calling you directly. They're going to Google. They're punching it in. They see that you come up as a top option. They pull up your website, and they call to speak with you directly.
Right.
That's what we do.
Okay. All right. So, the 149, do I add pictures and stuff on that, or how does that work?
What did you say?
Do I add pictures to any of this
stuff? Oh, yes, absolutely. So the first thing that happens is we go ahead and we get it moving forward. I go ahead and I'm going to take a little bit of information from you. I'm going to schedule the client onboarding with the technician. The point of the call with the technician is he's going to verify keywords, service radius. He's going to tell you how to send in the photos. We're going to purchase the domain for the website. We're going to go ahead and begin the programming so we can submit you and get it moving as quickly as possible. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I did go through your Facebook, and I found an email here, davisfalkner41@gmail.com. Is that your best email?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and send everything over in writing to you. The first one coming through is going to be from me, Amy Nelson. I'm the lead on your account and point of contact for you. So I'm going to send out some text messages as well, David. You're going to, or Davis, you're going to get my direct phone number and extension line. You also are going to get the number for client support, as well as a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system, okay?
Okay.
Now, I also want you to know that you're going to get a downloadable app that's going to allow you to track the physical phone calls as they come in. We also go ahead and include a client dashboard so we can help you to request reviews on Google. Those 5-star reviews that load directly to Google, those load straight to the website as well, and nobody can ever take those from you. So say, for example, that because you have some cool reviews on Angie's, say for some reason that you ever left Angie's List, they're going to take those reviews down, right, because Angie's List owns them. But the reviews on Google, Davis, you own those reviews. Those are your reviews for your business because you're the business owner. If for any reason you ever left my company and chose to not continue with the package, then everything is yours to keep. The Google listing, all of the other listings, the Yelp, the Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, all of that is yours because you're the business owner. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you receiving those text messages now?
I didn't check. Look, here it says Local Splash.
Yep, and my name's Amy Nelson, so you can program that in. Now, we have to have Google to the pin code.
What number are you sending it to? You sent it to my business phone number, and I also, okay, you sent it to my business phone number. I see that now.
Do you want to give me your personal number instead?
Yeah, I want to get, you can get both of us fine. It's 609-579-2350. 609-579-2350.
Got it. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and resend them out to you. So when we reach out to you, what we'll do, Davis, is we'll reach out to you on the cell phone number. That way not to tie up the business line, okay?
Okay.
Now, next week, once you're ready to pull the trigger and throw in those Facebook ads, you have my number locked in, you call me directly, okay? And I'm going to be the one to help you with that. Now, I have to have Google send the pin code out to you in the mail. I have an address here, but I'm not sure if it's correct. 87 West Broadway, is that correct?
That's the most recent one. The most recent one, we just changed addresses in the last couple of months. It's 121 State Street.
Okay.
My home base.
Yeah, so what we're going to do, the reason I ask is because we're going to keep your physical address hidden on Google. If your family is there, we don't want anybody in the world having your personal information. So we'll just show your city, state, and zip code. But what we're going to do is we're going to have Google go ahead and send the pin code out to you so you'll receive it in the physical mail at that address, okay?
That's correct.
So I have that as 121 State Street in Penns Grove, New Jersey, 08069, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Now, here comes the fun stuff. I have to schedule the client onboarding with the technician. The conversation itself really only takes approximately, I would say, about, 20 to 30 minutes, but we like to block off the entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client in front of you. When we contact you, we're going to call you from the 877 number. Now, I have available appointment time starting tomorrow morning as early as between 10 and 11. The latest one is between 6 and 7. Appointments all day available tomorrow. What time would you like us to call you?
Well, tomorrow's earliest. Let's make it as early as possible.
10 and 11 is the earliest.
10.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. So you're going to receive the email notification here in just a second that's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N, Client Interview English. And then I will be reaching out to you directly as long as I'm not on the phone and introducing you to your client interview agent. Now, Davis, what forms of payment do you accept, cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, or Cash App from your clients?
I accept Cash App. I accept debit card. I have a Square card reader, so I can receive a credit card. I need to update that anyway, but I still can receive that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so, but okay. I don't do checks. I don't do checks, I guess I can do money order because that's cash and on paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Can't trust some checks though.
No, I don't mess with checks. I don't.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit. Do you take Venmo or Zelle or any of that?
No, I don't mess with PayPal or Venmo.
Okay, alrighty. So I'm going ahead. What's that?
I'm sorry. I can say if they want to pay, if they want to pay, they can pay with using a debit card or whatever like that. And they can use a debit card to pay me through Cash App if they want to, or they can. Mm-hmm. And I have receipt books, so I can actually pay them with receipt books, and also I have. Like I said, the swiper where I can use Square, and they could just swipe their card and pay with their credit card.
Okay.
Or debit card.
Got it.
There's a name.
But cash
no
is
checks.
Key, right? I don't blame you, man.
Yeah. But cash is preferred.
Yes.
As always.
Yes.
That's true. You already know. Females know. We say cash any day of the week. Yeah.
Take all that cash. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Fuck the bullshit. Give me that cash. Yeah.
I have your services listed as remodeling, finished carpentry work. I also have specialty carpentry work, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I do framing. I do decking. I do painting. I don't do electrical work.
Okay. A slight plumbing.
Yes, slight. Yep. How you know? Yep. Slight plumbing.
Mm-hmm.
Slight plumbing. I do. Go ahead.
Flooring, sheetrock, drywall repairs, painting, power washing, exterior home cleaning, roof repairs. What else? Do you do gutters?
I do gutters, but right now it's cold. I prefer not to put it because I'm a small company, and yes,
okay.
I can do it, but I don't want to do it.
Okay. And,
so
okay.
I would probably take off the roofing too.
Got it.
Because a lot of these roofs are their A-frame pitch is too high. You will slip
you're
off.
Slide right off that sucker, neck. Aren't you? Break your
yeah.
whole neck.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. You stay trying to stop yourself. You stay spot. Stay trying to stop yourself. All you do is just come to the room and fall. Bang. That's it. I'm gonna do a hang drop when you hang me. I'm gonna trust that gutter. I'm gonna hang. I'm at least maybe a 4 foot drop. I can survive that, but I'm not gonna fall off. I've seen people on TV. They fall off and break their neck. I ain't doing that. We're gonna fall off. I'm gonna grab that gutter. I'm already almost 6 foot. I'm gonna have 6 foot off that fall because I'm gonna be hanging. I'm hanging. Yeah, I am not gonna die today.
I needed that whole laugh today. I needed that whole laugh. I was taking myself way too seriously. I see you the whole time you're talking. I see the snow coming down. I see you slide. Did you remember? I see you picked on Facebook, so I seen you in motion in my head. That was good.
No,
thank you for sharing that with me.
Today is not the day.
Today is not the day.
No problem.
We've got to make it another day. Not today, though.
Yeah, it won't be that day either. Yeah. And it won't be that day either, because I'm going to make sure I work on not ever
that's right.
falling off a roof. So I'm hang dropping everywhere.
When you're ready
yeah.
to add in those
I'm
tearing more surfaces.
Tell me, I'm getting blood out the nails, blood out the fingers. I'm grabbing like a cat. I'm coming
That's
off there.
That's right. That's right. I don't blame you one bit. Now, when do you want the phone call, Davis? What hours?
Well, it'll be regular working hours. I don't want my phone calls will probably be within you know I'll probably have the phone calls will be 9 to 5.
Okay. Monday
to
Friday.
I can't say phone calls. Those will be working hours. You know what I mean? My working hours will probably be a little bit earlier than that. I'll probably have my working hours somewhere around between 7 to 7, it depends on that, what's going on. It's getting darker faster, since it's getting darker so much faster, I will probably have it 9 to 5 because it gets dark around 5 o'clock around here.
So what we're going to do is the hours that you want the phone calls. When you choose to schedule the work outside of that, Dave, this is completely up to you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so I will probably...
Go ahead. 9 to 5, Monday to Friday?
Done. Well, if it's just for the phone calls, it would probably be between that time and I would say no later than around 12 to 1 where people can call to make. 1 o'clock would probably be the latest where they can schedule appointments, they can schedule, jobs, things of that sort.
Maintenance, things like that.
Working hours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, they want to schedule their appointment. Those are the times they can do those calling times, but as far as working hours would be the 8 to 5 or 9 to 5, something of that nature.
All right. Perfect. We got it all locked in there. The last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash Davis. It goes over the fact that the pricing is done month to month, that there's no contract. But first, in order to secure your listing today, is the billing address on the card the 121 State Street in Pins Grove, or is the billing address different?
Yeah, it should be the same. I think I changed it. Let me check and see if my address changed on my what's the problem? Let me check that real quick. Hold on. You can go into your what's the problem and check.
Thank
your,
you, Nat.
Yeah, you can check your personal information. And, 121 State Street. Yep, that's my address. I changed it.
Okay. And then is there any middle initial on there, or is it just your first and last name?
That's correct, first and last name.
All right. And then Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
As far as what? The card that I'm paying with.
The card that you're paying with.
Visa.
Okay. All right. And I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4403.
Mm-hmm.
9319.
Mm-hmm.
7908-1958.
So I have 4403-9319-7908-1958.
Yes, that's correct.
Expiration month and year?
The expiration date is, it is sometimes I forget 0727.
And then the 3-digit code on the back.
Yes, 820.
820. I'm updating the profile. I am assigning the package and I am processing the payment. Davis, we're going to read
Unlock it. I'm sorry. I had it locked.
Okay. I'll wait till you tell me it's unlocked. Yeah, you let me know when it's ready.
Okay.
So we're going to be
unlocked. Sorry.
Perfect. No, it's okay. I hadn't even tried yet. So that's why I always say something because I don't want to ever put you or your card in a bad position. So I'm going to read a voice verification. This voice verification outlines the service. What's that?
Okay, you can go ahead and try it. Go ahead and try it.
Okay. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance. to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Davis Home and Finish Repair, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Davis Faulkner, business owner.
Davis, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, Davis, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes, I'll try.
That's 3 actual days. Okay, so we give you 3 days, and we ask that you be responsive, because if we have a change on the books for you, something that's going to be beneficial to you, I'm sure you want to be the first to know about it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is December 7, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $149. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes. There are no additional click fees. There are no additional call fees or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. This is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 7th day of every month. Now, if you choose to pause or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. That concludes the voice verification. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. Now, Davis, if you do me a favor, I'm going to send you one more text. Actually, you should see the text come through that says, Davis, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We'll send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Do you see that?
Yes, you know.
Click on the link there.
Okay, let's just click on it. Okay. Local Splash Term and Experiences.
Yes. So this is literally everything that we promised to provide for you in writing, okay?
Go ahead and check that mark, check that box.
Yep, and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Okay, type in your name and that's in the box, okay. I'm just reading some of the terms real quick and scanning through it.
Yep, and it's all sent over to your email as well, and you have access through the client dashboard. But absolutely, get familiar with the terms.
Okay. Okay, and they want the username.
Username and password is going to be given to you within 3 to 5 days' time of the onboarding call. So onboarding call is set for first thing tomorrow morning between 10 and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're on the West Coast, so it's very first thing in the morning for us at 7 a.m., okay? I know you're like, 10 a.m. is not the first thing in the morning, but it is. It's the first appointment that we have available. And then we'll send out those credentials to you as soon as we have that website up and running. Now, don't forget, Davis, as soon as you're ready and you have the $100 to put in for the Facebook ad, shoot that over, because that's going to push it out real quick, and we can clean all that Facebook up for you and get everything moving forward, okay?
Okay, so I got a question. I'm going to probably move to the Georgia State area, maybe go to the Michigan State area. If I'm not within the Jersey State area, and I happen to go to the Michigan State area where my wife is at for a few months, am I able to shift those leads towards that area? Or
generally you are. Whereabouts is it? About what city? Do you have any idea?
Battle Creek, Michigan.
Battle Creek. Let me see here. And about how far outside of that service
she's up there
are you?
Well, within that, within Battle
like
Creek, so I probably wouldn't want to go no more. If I'm there, I would say 50.
Ish. I mean, we don't have to give me exact. Obviously, you're not right there, so we're just doing a basic. Okay. Yes, we can. We could put you in there and start out on the handyman category and then reach out to the remodeling and the other things outside of that. We have the handyman available, so yes, we can. We can go ahead and transfer it out. No worries.
So how long do I have to inform you before I go down there to get that? Because if I go down there to visit, I might stay down there for a little bit with her. Before I come back, you will go to Georgia. But how long in advance will I have to inform
you? Just let us know, because we're going to send that same PIN code out over there. We're going to just verify it. Just, you're just basically moving the business. You know what I mean? So you just say, listen, I'm making a move. I need to change everything over here and have it move in this direction. And then we just go ahead and take care of that for you. There's no worries. There's no additional charges for it either.
How long does it take?
Well, it takes the same, if you're giving us a new address, it takes 6 to 10 days for you to get the PIN code in the mail. So it takes just those 6 to 10 days to get that, PIN code sent out to you. So if you're going to make it.
I'm moving to the area. I'm just being in that area for a little while she's there. So I'm
targeting.
Not actually moving.
Okay.
To it. Yeah.
So then you're not going to want to move the Google listing necessarily. What we could do is we can run the Facebook ads in that area, and that's not a problem. That'll happen fast. We can get those ads up and running in like 3 to 5 days.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, my bad. If you're just talking about just moving the ads over, I don't anticipate that taking long at all.
Right, that's what I'm trying to do. Just for maybe a month or two, I might be down there with her. And while I'm down there, I probably would, you know, go to work or whatever the case may be.
Yep, she's going to want some presents, that's for sure.
You ain't starting that crap. I'm worried.
You already know how we are. We're all the same, too. We want a present.
No, like, you don't even see the sacrifice, man. Don't even see the sacrifice.
Yeah, we see the sacrifice, y'all. We see it. Trust me. We be sacrificing, too. Our body, our time, our food.
That equals out. That really equals out,
no,
right?
I agree. Right. If you got, you know what? I'm evenly yoked with my husband, so I completely agree. It completely works out because I give 100% as does he, and that's how it should be. You know, God created us that way.
And you know what? I totally agree. I think with that subject, I know it's kind of like a quick jump subject change. But you know, I think a lot of, you know, women in our day and age, right now in this day and age, kind of don't really, they know how to catch men, but they don't know how to keep men.
Oh,
and that's the issue.
That's totally. You've got to know how to keep your man. You better treat him right.
You got to know how to keep him. You got to know how to listen. And I think a lot of them don't understand, like, you know, if it's not wrong, you should do it. It may take longer.
Right.
But if it pleases the husband and it's not wrong, even though it's not your way, you should still do it. And
absolutely.
It works out better for you because now he's not displeased. And if you're trying to prove a point as his mate, then you can prove your point by allowing it to happen.
Exactly. And if he's wrong, then he's like, you know what, baby? I was wrong. And you was right, and I see that, but thank you for standing by me. And then the next time, when he's thinking something crazy, and you tell him, honey, I think that's crazy, he might listen. But if you don't ever let him have his way and figure it out, then he's gonna think you're just trying to be the boss, and that's not how it is. The woman is supposed to submit to her husband. Absolutely.
Well, and I mean, it says a woman should submit to her husband in all things, but we talk about a good man. You're not talking about any old man.
That man has to be submitting to God. If we're submitting to the husband, that man has to be submitting to God and following the Lord.
Yes.
And that's how it should be. That is one thing.
Right.
But Jesus does not tell you to follow some crooked-ass man.
That's right. And you know what? That's 100% true. And that's why a lot of men and a lot of women
should not just be getting married to anybody. They moving on feelings and moving on emotions instead of moving on logic. You know what I mean? And marriage is a contract. You know what I mean? It's a contract.
It's a commitment. It's a choice every day. I choose to love you. I choose to get up and stay committed to you and to the situation. Absolutely.
Exactly. And it has nothing to do with it. Love comes in time. You know, but you got to understand, what are you bringing to the table? I want to be attracted to you. I want to be all stuff. That's all good and dandy. But when all the thrill is gone, what is he or what is she bringing to the table?
Exactly. What do you look like without the makeup?
Right.
Who are you when you take all that off? Yeah. Exactly.
Right. If you bring stress and drama and turmoil to a relationship, then the marriage is not going to last. And that's what's happening to a lot of these people today. They're not understanding what it's really all about.
I appreciate it too. It's good when you talk with somebody else too, you know, completely different walk of life, completely different area, and it just goes to show that we still know what's right, you know what I mean? Because all this, like I even tell my son, I teach my son how to cook, right? He's 13. I teach him how to cook and clean, and he says, I said, first of all, a woman don't want a man that does not take care of himself, first of all. Second of all, we want to take care of you, okay? But I'm really scared, son, that you're going to find a girl who don't know how to cook. Because these girls, they don't know how to cook. And he's going to starve to death.
Right. They're all superficial. Like, you know what I mean? I appreciate you want to look good. I appreciate you want to look good. I appreciate that. But can you do something else other than just look good? Like,
exactly. Do you know how to cook? Do you know how to clean? And it's not that is a woman's job. But those things are so important. Those things are so important. Who's going to keep the space nice?
No, majority of men now are going to the more towards the, I can't say ugly duckings, but they lean towards the average women.
Yeah.
Because all these other superficial type women, I want a man that's making 100 figures. Girl, you're not making 100 figures. As a matter of fact, you keep talking about you a 10. You ain't nothing but a 3 or 4. You know what I mean? Because you don't have the qualities. What make you a 10 is all those qualities, including, you know, your outward appearance.
Exactly.
And they keep thinking because they got their looks, that's
just
all
it because
takes
you're fine don't mean nothing, because that's going to go away at some point. It's not going to stay forever. It never does.
And they kind of tell a lot of these females, they listen, you're a female, your beauty only lasts for so long. But I said, but a man can spawn all his entire life.
Right.
A man can spawn his entire life. You know what I mean? So,
right.
And one thing a man is one of his primary functions is to create a family. That's one of the man's. That's why you see all these little illegitimate kids running all around here acting all crazy, because men, one of his focuses, they don't even know it, is they want to spawn and create and have family. They want to. But the way our society is today is, it's all about their music and all about their money and all about them just. But I try to tell them, listen, those guys that's rapping, they don't live like that. They live in the Hilton. Why you think they rap? They rapping, but they don't live here in the hood with you. They living out there.
Right. And they eating good.
They got gated fencing. They got security.
Exactly.
You know, they got bodyguards. They're not living that life.
No, they're not. By any means. Absolutely not.
They just rapping what sells.
Yep, absolutely. Well, it was such a pleasure speaking with you, Davis. I truly appreciate your time today, and you let me know when you're ready to move forward with the next step. And if not, we'll be talking with you in the morning for sure, okay?
Okay, I will. My next phase of my business also, I have a course I already paid for, so I'm going into wholesaling.
Okay.
So I don't know how that's going to work, but I'm going into wholesaling and flipping houses.
Okay.
So maybe that can be some kind of integrated into the type of work I do.
Yeah, integrate that too. Absolutely.
Because I'm going to be doing wholesaling and
flipping homes as well. So, yeah.
Right.
So that's what I'm going to be doing. So.
All right. I will be talking with you soon, and we'll get it all figured out for you. All right?
Yeah. That's no problem. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for your time. You have a blessed evening. Stay safe.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.